From the San Antonio Express News, this is The Docket with courts and crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala as she breaks down the trials in the Bexar County Courthouse. I'm Joy Marie Scott. An assistant lacrosse coach at Smithson Valley High School, Randall Perkins, was shot and killed at a party in 2012. He was 20 years old. In this episode of The Docket, we cover the murder trial of Leandre Hill, the man accused and later convicted of killing him. Liz, walk us through the background of this case, which dates back more than 7 years.
This is a case that was initially indicted in 2012 from an incident that happened March 24th of that year, but was dismissed for lack of witnesses in 2014. But in 2017, prosecutors took another look, and the case against Hill was reindicted.
So you've mentioned in the past that a trial with all the testimonies from witnesses is how we learn about the details of what happened when a crime occurred. Leandre Hill's trial opened in early November, and what do we know now?
Well, the trial lasted nearly 2 weeks in Judge Ron Runghill's 379th State District Court. Prosecutors Gretchen Flater and Jessica Schultz told the jury that this tragic killing happened because some uninvited guests showed up at a party at an apartment complex near the main campus of the University of Texas at San Antonio, and a fight ensued between the two parties. Now, there were allegations of racial slurs being thrown around at Hill, who is black, and his friends who showed up at the party once they were asked to leave by the people that were hosting the party. Well, apparently, Randall Perkins was shot in the back while he tried to break up a fight between people who had spilled out of the party that was in the apartment and into the parking lot of the complex. And witnesses placed Hill there, and at least one person testified and gave a detailed description of Hill with the gun. And after 8 hours of deliberations, the jury found him guilty of murder. It was early evening when the jury came back with a verdict, so when they came back the next morning, it took a little over 2 hours to sentence Leandre Hill to 40 years in prison.
8 hours of deliberations. Wow. What was it like in the trial? I imagine it was painfully emotional, especially with Randall's family there for the victim impact statements.
Yes, Joy. Randall Perkins had a lot of family and friends who loved him very much. It was obvious because the side of the courtroom behind where the state sits, which is near the jury box, was packed every day during the proceedings. Once the jury came back with a sentence, Randall's mother, Candy Perkins, gave what I can say in my recollections of victim impact statements, the most poised statement. There were tears. You can't miss a broken-hearted loved one who aches for their loss. In this case, this is a mother who lost her firstborn son. She began by saying that she prayed long and hard for Leandre Hill so that she could forgive him, not for him, but for herself, because that is what God wanted for her to do. But she admonished Hill, saying that he is the father of 6 children, and his actions that night showed that he did not care about them, because they will lose him for the next 20 years, and that's when he will be eligible for parole.
When Candy Perkins addressed the man who killed her son, and she brought up his children and his role as a father, how did Leandre Hill respond?
Well, you know, we've talked about victim impact statements in almost all of these episodes, Joy, and they are heartbreaking in different ways. You have people saying things like, "I hope you go to hell," or "I forgive you." And sometimes they're laced with profanities. In this case, it really seemed like Leandre Hill looked as if he genuinely listened to Miss Perkins. She was emotional, she cried, but she was gentle, like a mom. There were no winners when a life is taken, and one can only hope that memories see them through.
Thanks, Liz. Leandra Hill is 29 years old. He was sentenced to 40 years in prison, and he will be eligible for parole in 20 years. Now you can read more about this case and all of Elizabeth Zavala's crime and court reporting at expressnews.com. From the San Antonio Express News, this is The Docket. I'm Joy Marie Scott.